अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय चे कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरदशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरगोभिनी तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाये तं नयमाम् by millions of Dandat Pranati in the lotus seat of my Paramaradhya Guru Pad Padma Nitya Leela Pravishtum Vishnu Pas Shishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Vishnu Pas Shishmat Bhakti Vedanta Swami. We are discussing about Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhad. And we have finished up to Shakharas. And Mahaprabhu has accepted it as a Uttam, Iho Uttam, Aage Kahar. Only one step is more. And that is why he is telling all this. And then he began to tell like this. नंदा की माँ क्रोध ब्रह्मण सेवायो महोदयम यशोदाबा महाभागा पपौ जस्यास्तन मीनिंग और श्यामरानी
Srila Prabhupada has translated this verse as follows. Ramananda Rai continued, O Brahmana, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Jashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck her breasts?
Any purport?
No purport to this verse.
Oh, you can tell something hidden behind.
Srila Ramananda Rai here is quoting Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who's apparently not in knowledge of what are the austerities or charities or pious activities that Nanda Baba and Jashoda Devi performed in order to have Krishna as their child.
This is Parikshit Maharaj. You know Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj telling Sukadeva Goswami.
Parikshit Maharaj speaking to Sukadeva Goswami. So the actual hidden meaning is that Nanda Baba didn't do any pious activities, neither did Jashoda Devi, because their eternal relationship with Krishna is as eternal mother and father. But the question is, if they've done something pious, some charity, some austerity, I want to know what that is so that I can also follow that and also become as qualified as them to serve Krishna. Actually, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates of the Lord. Their expansions, Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishni, Garba and Sutapa, and so many of the other incarnations' parents, like Kaushalya and Dasarath, Kashyapa and Aditi, are all expansions or expansions of expansions of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And they performed austerities to get Krishna as a son.
Who?
Kashyap and Aditi.
What about Devaki Vasudev?
Devaki and Vasudev were the... they didn't stand on their heads.
Did any austerities or not?
In their past lives, as Krishna and Sutapa.
I think never they did.
They didn't do any.
They were also
eternal associates. So Nanda
Baba. But Krishna Garbha, Aditi, Kashyap, or they have done. They made. But they are eternal.
Nanda Baba and Yashoda wants to taste, just as Krishna is Rasavaisaha, he wants to taste everything top to bottom, with the gopis, with Mother Yashoda, and even with Kubja. So Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they want to taste everything. They want to taste as siddha.
But why it has been told that what Nanda Baba did and what Yashoda, why it is told? Tattu lila kaivalyam. What meaning? That Krishna sometimes descends and he does everything or lila. He never does any karma, but lila. And their associates also, like Krishna, they are doing lila according to what? Society or
time beings.
Time
No.
Human-like
pastimes. Human-like pastimes they are doing.
Anugraha bhaktana manasam devasya.
To attract others for this. As Krishna descends for attracting all and to engaging all in Krishna consciousness, they also. And as Krishna, in his so many prakash manifestations, he becomes, what? Millions of Krishna. Nanda Yashoda also in same way, in so many pastimes,
sections.
They also became millions of Nanda and millions of Yashoda. In Prakat Leela too, like coming in from this Brahmalok to
Brahmanalok.
Thank you. Why he is telling? Why he is telling?
This Nanda came out.
Why he became so astonished? And who is telling?
Prakshit Maharaj.
Huh?
Prakshit Maharaj. Nanda came out. Brahman. Brahman. Because he is Prakshit Maharaj's country.
And then, what is the story? What is the story behind? You can stand up. You are young.
Chakshur angulitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. In this verse, Prakshit Maharaj, who has left everything, he has only a few days left in this world, because he has been cursed, and he's been hearing of 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now 10th canto has begun, and he's hearing how that supreme personality of Godhead, who in the form of Barahadev lifted the whole world on the tip of his nose, that supreme personality of Godhead, who very easily with the tip of his fingers tore apart Hiranyakashipu, who was the master of the universe at that time, that supreme personality of Godhead, who appeared as Ramchandra and killed Ravan and performed so many heroic deeds. Now that supreme personality of Godhead has appeared in Vrindavan, and he's not even strong enough to roll over from his back to his belly. Now he's playing like a baby. If a mosquito will come, he'll only cry, wah, wah. He cannot save himself. Who will save him? In his other incarnations, he has saved the world many times. But now, Who will save him? Mother Yashoda will save him. Whatever he needs. He's crying, she'll give her breast milk to him. Here he's saying, Yashoda Va Mahabhaga. Papo Yashastanam Hari. So now that Supreme Lord has come like an ordinary child and he's playing in Vrindavan.
So, Brikshit Maharaj.
So, Brikshit Maharaj, hearing these things, he's saying, Nanda Kim Akarad Brahman. Oh, what did Nanda Baba do? What did Nanda Maharaj do? That Krishna is playing as his son? That, oh, when Nanda Baba returns from the Nanda Baitak, from his council, and he returns in the evening, at that time, Krishna will go and take the wooden shoes of his father, and holding them on his head, he will come dancing and very happily bring his father's shoes on his head. When it's time for Nanda Baba to take prasad, then they will tell Krishna, bring your father's seat. And he will go to get the wooden seat of Nanda Baba. But he's only a small baby and he tries to lift it and he cannot lift it. So how is it that Nanda Maharaj attained this fortunate position of being the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? Yashodava Mahabhaga. And how is it that Yashodamaya is so Mahabhaga, that means greatly fortunate. This word Mahabhaga has been used in Srimad Bhagavatam when? It has only been used in reference to those devotees whose love is so powerful they can control Krishna. So Krishna playing like a baby in the house of Madhya Yashoda. Sometimes he's stealing butter. And when Madhya Yashoda comes to catch him, seeing her, the Supreme Lord, whose very name causes fear personified to be afraid, now becomes afraid of Madhya Yashoda. She's taking a stick in her hand and chasing him, and he's running away very fearfully. Oh, Maya, Maya, don't beat me, don't beat me. And she can catch him. And only by the rope from her hair, she can bind Krishna in such a way that he cannot become free. He is Mukunda. He gives liberation to everyone. But he is being bound by the rope from the hair of Madhya Yashoda. When Krishna is hungry, he'll come to Madhya Yashoda. Oh, mother, please, I want to take your breast. But if he's covered in the dust and cow dung from playing in the garden, she'll tell him, you dirty boy, get down. You cannot come in my lap. And Krishna will fall on the ground and he will begin to cry. So many sages and rishis for thousands of years performing austerities and crying, oh Krishna, please come in my heart. But he's not coming. But here in Vrindavan, that Krishna, he himself is crying that he wants to come in the lap of Madhya Yashoda, and she's telling him what? Oh, shaking a finger and telling him, no. Will you behave like that again? I'll teach you such a lesson. You'll not forget for your whole life. And Krishna's crying. So hearing these sweet pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan.
Really, Krishna weeps, or he's like a drama play he's doing.
Nagi Krishna comes. Is Krishna weeping, only pretending? No. He's God. He knows everything. And just to have a pastime, he's playing like an actor. Is it true?
No.
Krishna's really afraid. Krishna's really crying. Why? Because the prema of Madhya Yashoda. Oh, this is essence of Swarup Shakti. It is so powerful. It has overpowered Krishna. And though he is Bhagavan, he is completely forgotten his Bhagavatam. It is stated in Chandogya Upanishad, Rasa Vaisaha. The absolute truth is the ocean of rasa. But in order to taste that rasa, the mellow of parental love of Madhya Yashoda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will have to be in complete forgetfulness and become like a child in her arms. So hearing these things, Brikshit Maharaj is struck with wonder and he says, Yashodava Mahabhaga, Papoyasya Stanam Hari. Oh, how is it possible that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who nourishes and maintains the whole universe, is now being nourished by the breast milk of Madhya Yashoda?
Very good. Thank you. Any other upakhyan or a story? Oh, he can explain. Yashoda Maiya ka aur Krishna ke prati baat sakti. Do ek. Koi bhi. Daam bandhak to jante hain. Uta ye kaha diya. Aur dusra koi. Makkhan chori
ki. Omidyan.
So we are very fortunate to hear this wonderful description from Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but now in Braj, in Vrindavan, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj and the beloved child or son of Yashoda Maya. He doesn't know that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's completely forgotten. How? By the potency of Yoga Maya. And similarly, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and all the other Brajvasis, they do not know at all that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, they pray for Krishna's protection, that may this child be always protected from all inauspiciousness or all evil eyes. And they do so many performances and so many festivals to do that. And they pray to Narayan for his protection. And Krishna, with his wonderful, sweet pastimes, like an ordinary baby, just like any human baby would behave with their mother and father, Krishna is behaving with them. And those wonderful childish activities, they completely enchant and captivate the minds of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. As he's growing up, small baby, he's crawling and gradually starting to walk, he starts stealing butter. And he makes his group with other similar cowherd boyfriends. And he goes from house to house, house to house, house to house, and he steals butter. And in those pastimes, what he does, if he goes to one house and he doesn't find
how
any butter.
Goes? How he goes? Kya wo dhoti paan karke, kapde paan karke jata tha na kaise? Nange dhara.
The beautiful form of Krishna, at that age, how is it like? He's wearing any beautiful garments? No, completely naked. Mother Yashoda, she has given one waist belt, very thin, very nice, and it has bells. And when he walks, and when he goes, they ring. And very nice, sweet music comes out of them. And the beauty of Krishna, it becomes even more and more and more exciting. So, when he's going with his friends, and he's entering in any house to steal the butter, and if he doesn't see the butter there, then what happens? It becomes very frustrating. Okay. So, they have kept the butter hidden from me, so I must teach them a lesson. So he will do so many naughty things. Sometimes what he will do? He will go and pass urine and come. And the gopi, they will say, oh, this naughty Krishna, I shall try to catch him. But before they can catch, he skips from there. Another time, if again he doesn't get the butter, then what he does? He goes and pinches their baby and the baby starts crying and then he runs away from there. So one after another, he's doing so many things. Then one day, one of the gopis, she becomes very determined. Oh, he's just a small child and he's trying to be too much smart. No problem. This time I must catch him and I must take him to Yashoda Maya and show her that, look, I got your son red-handed. How naughty the son is. And he must take some actions now so that his character and his personality when he grow up is bona fide. Otherwise, he's going to become like a big thief. And when they come and they narrate all these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, then what is the idea behind? They're trying to tell Yashoda that, oh, Yashoda, you're very fortunate to be Krishna's mother, but you're deprived of this rasa. What? That Krishna is not stealing butter in your house. He's coming to our house and he's doing so many things. But Mother Yashoda, what she's thinking? That, oh, why he has to go and steal butter in the houses of other gopis? My butter, what I make in my house, is not good quality, is not sufficient for him? No. Then what's the reason? And she's thinking in so many ways how she can improve her services for Krishna that he doesn't have to go outside. One day, one gopi, she catches Krishna while Krishna is stealing the butter. And then she says, all right, now I'm not going to hear any excuse and I'm going to take you to your mother. And then grabbing Krishna's arm, she starts walking towards Nanda Bhavan to tell Yashoda of Krishna's mischief which he has done. And as she is walking towards the house of Yashoda Maya, then when she comes in the marketplace or in the open road, then she covers her face half like this up to nose with her veil, because that's the custom. In India, still, if you go in villages, especially in Braj and around, everywhere you will see, in Rajasthan especially, if ladies would go out of the house, then they will not just walk completely without covering their face, because this is their custom, age old, from tradition they do like it. So this lady was following her customs. She was walking like that and grabbing Krishna's arm in one of her hands. And as she was walking, then Krishna, very nicely, very sweetly, like a gentle baby, said, "Oh, you are so cruel. You're holding my arm so tightly. It's burning. Okay, no problem. If you want to keep holding on, you can take other arm and give this arm some rest." And she says, "Okay." And because she's covering her face, so she doesn't really notice what has happened. And she does it. She grabs Krishna's arm, other arm, and starts walking towards Nanda Baba's house. And then when she arrives there, she calls out, "Hey Yashode, come out! Hey Yashode, come out!" And then hearing this sound, when Yashoda Maya comes out, then this gopi speaks to Yashoda Maya, "Look, I got this criminal now. Every time he escapes and proves that he doesn't do anything wrong, but today I've caught him red-handed. Here is the proof that your son is a butter thief." And then Yashoda Maya, she's looking at the face of this gopi and just very wondering and surprising what this gopi is saying. Why? Because the hand which she's holding is not Krishna's hand. Whose hand is that? Her son's hand. And then when Yashoda Maya replies to her that, wait a minute, cool down, you should look whom you have brought with you. And when she looks, and she's also shocked, "Oh, my son, how did that happen? That I'm sure I only grabbed Krishna's arm. How come this my son has come up here?" Now what happened when she was walking in the streets, then other friends of Krishna, they started coming together behind him, because they were friend, their friend was in danger. Big problem. So they are good friends, and they said, "Friend in need is a friend indeed." So they said, "Okay, we should try to help him out." So then, but they were also teasing. Now you see, now you have been arrested, and you will have punishments now. But later on, they help. So the son of this gopi is also Krishna's fast friend. So when Krishna offered that, "Now you can hold my other hand," that's when he gave the hand of her own son in gopi's hand, and she didn't know that fact. So like this, Krishna, one after another, he does so many wonderful things, and he captivates the heart of all Brajavasis.
Raya Ramananda was not satisfied by telling only that shloka. He again told another shloka. Nemang birancho no bhavo nasya pang sansaya prasadam levire gopi jatat prapta dhanam. What is the meaning? You ask some Maharaj and explain.
78.
Or you can try. Oh, Mother Maharaj, he's here.
He's got spectacles. He needs his spectacles.
Stand up.
The favor Mother Yashoda obtained from Sri Krishna, the bestower of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, nor even by the Goddess of Fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu.
So,
here, being stated that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they're performing so much austerity and they want to get the lotus feet, obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. Even the goddess of fortune. But still, though Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, she's always at the chest of Lord Vishnu. But still, they cannot obtain that favor that Mother Yashoda that she has. That Mother Yashoda, she has this Vatsalya mood with Sri Krishna and Vrindavan. But Lord Brahma, he's not able to enter into this Vraj Prem. Lord Shiva, also, he's not able to enter. Nor is Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. But Mother Yashoda, she is even chastising Krishna. They're performing austerities for thousands and thousands of years. But here, Mother Yashoda, very easily, she's taking Krishna and she's even chasing him with a stick. Prabhu here has explained that the gopis, they're bringing Krishna and they're complaining that, oh, he's performing so many nefarious activities. So Mother Yashoda, she's thinking that, oh, why is it that he's going, he's stealing butter, he's stealing yogurt? Why he's doing this? In my house, there's enough butter. But she's thinking maybe that the butter, because the cows that have been milked by the ladies who are churning, that maybe they have not done so nicely. So she's thinking that I'll do myself. So she gets up very early in the morning and then she starts to churn. It's 3 o'clock in the autumn, 3 o'clock in October month, Kartik season. And as she's churning, she's thinking of pastimes of her baby Gopal. And to herself she's singing, Govinda Damo Dharo Madhave Ti, Govinda Damo Dharo Madhave Ti, Govinda Damo Dharo Madhave Ti, Govinda Damo Dharo Madhave Ti. So as she's churning, tears are falling from her eyes. Sweat, like pearls, also, they're falling from her face. But it's quite cold. It's October, November month. So why sweat is coming like little pearls? Not because of the heat, but actually because she's feeling Asta Sabdik above. And she's calling with love, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. And because she's calling with prem, then Krishna, he cannot but resist. He's laying in his bed. He's 2.5 years old, little baby. And that same Krishna, who when he was 6 days old, he would very easily, he sucked out the life air of Putana. When he was 1 month, that also killed Trinivata. 3 months, Shakatasura. But now, he cannot even get down from his bed.
Thank you. But it is aprasangik.
Not according to our topic.
You told so many things, but...
But not according to the topic.
Yes. Oh. Here, he's telling, no Brahma, Viranchi, no Brahma, no Bhavo, even not Sankar, and even Lakshmi, always serving him. They were not fortunate to be like Mother Yashoda or Nanda Baba. Never. You know, Brahma has four heads and so many eyes. And he can see everywhere. Very powerful. He can create so many universe. Also we know that there are Brahma having millions of heads and millions of eyes, very powerful. But you know, when Brahma saw Krishna, that Krishna entered in the mouth of Avasura and he was killed. He became like a iron rod with fire or in his
throat.
And he, everything was choked. No pran, nothing. And thus here. What?
His soul came out from the soul.
And from here. Or his soul came like a light. And she was waiting for Krishna when he will come out from out. And when he came out with all covered bells and cuffs, when he came and he entered in his lotus feet. Brahma, oh, his Supreme Lord. But I want to see his so many pastimes, more sweet pastimes. And he did something wrong. And he took away his cuffs and covered bells and he kept it in a cave. And he went for a moment to his loaf. And from there, when he returned, and he saw that, oh, Krishna is playing with his cuffs and cowherd boy. How wonderful. Then, from backside four eyes, he saw towards the cave. Oh, there were also present. Oh, he became in dilemma. What is this? Among two who are real, Krishna and his associate and cuffs, but he could not destroy. Then he fell down on the feet of Lotus Krishna and began to pray so many, Nomidhati Apragopa. And boys were clapping, cowherd boy.
Choma, choma, choma.
Oh, who is he? Four-headed. Like choma, choma. Who is forehead? And what he is doing to Krishna, my friend? And they were very
astonished, surprised.
So Brahma, even Krishna did not talk to him. He was praying, but he was just standing, keeping his hand on the friends and taking a lotus flower like this. And he was playing with the cowherd boy and neglected Brahma. So you're not Imam Brahma even, like Mother. He can pray from very far away and Krishna will neglect. But where Yashoda mother is chastising, oh, naughty boy, you cannot come in my lap. I will give you breast. And then what becomes? Krishna is very happy, though he is weeping. And even gopis chastising. Being a supreme Brahma and Lord, gopis are making so many jokes with Krishna. And Krishna gets his flute and his peacock feather on the feet of Yashoda. And prays, I cannot pray. Even gopis are telling, oh, dhurta. Cheater, or black, outside, inside, everywhere black. Very lusty. We don't want to that you should come to us. But we know that without ladies you cannot remain a moment. So many things. Brahma, it is not possible. And you know Shiv Shankar? Shankar once came from Kailash to Braja. And he wanted to see this sweet dance rush with gopis to Krishna. But when he came on the borderline of Vrindavan, he was just stopped by oh, so many old ladies of Vrindavan. Oh, you cannot enter here. And then here, like ignorant, Shankar could not enter. They stopped. Then he began to pray something that I want to enter in Vrindavan. How I can enter? Oh, you cannot enter without the permission of Yogmaya. So you should do 100,000 years austerities for of Yogmaya, then he may come get darshan and then you can enter. And then he sat there and began to do austerities for 1,000 years. After that Purnima, Yogmaya, oh, he gave darshan. What boon you want? Oh, I want that. You should sprinkle your mercy that I should anyway, I should go to Vrindavan and I can see the rosh dance of gopis and Krishna. Oh, come on. And he took his hand and he drank in a tank and that kund is Brahma Kunda in Vrindavan. And he took out, she took out him. And then he saw that I am very beautiful. Go. Oh, you should sit here near Rashastra. And from here you can see. And see, vanished away. Oh, in the evening, full moon came. Krishna played on floats. All gopis from here and there, they ran away. And they assembled. They began to do rosh. But today, they were not happy in rosh, not satisfied. Krishna told, oh, today rosh is going on, but no happiness. Gopi told, yes, today we are not satisfied. Why? We don't want to dance or not to sing. Why? How it happened? Then anyone told that, oh, it seems, or Krishna told that it seems that any
intruder, outsider,
who don't know all these things, oh, he has entered in Rasasthali, anywhere. So such, we should search. And they began to sort. Oh, thousands of gopis, how many? So many crores and crores of gopis. West began to search here and there, and nearby they saw a very beautiful 10-year-old girl, gopi girl, was there. Oh, why you are hiding yourself here? Who are you? What is your name? But he had not given any name. Oh, only gopi form she has. Oh, who is your husband? Oh, what is your father name? Oh, what is your village? Where is your village? What is the name of your village? Anything super. And then began to?
In-law's house.
Where is your?
In-law's house.
Oh, she could not. And she was very, very. And they began to all, from all sides. Like this. And his cheek.
Swollen.
And began to cry. Oh, Mother Yogmaya, you should save me.
Send me, I am in danger.
Then at once Yogmaya came. And began to pray to gopis and Krishna. Oh, she is my disciple. Sadashi. Gopishwar Mahadev. Please be merciful to me. I have given word. I have given form. But I could not tell the whereabouts of. So be merciful. Then Krishna told, you should be here. And your duty is that anyone who has not done austerities and not have done what? Bhajan Sadhan in the guidance of Gopi and who has not taken birth from the womb of gopis, and if he has not married to any gop, oh, they should not be allowed in Vrindavan. So you should see and then you should stratify, and then you should give entrance. So this is your job. And from then he became Gopeshwar, and he still he is there. So, but he could not participate in Ross, and after that he has seen Ross or not, it is very less. So even Shankar, he became even Gopeshwar, but he, Krishna was not his son. He not, did not play in the
lap
of him, and not any pastime with him. And Lakshmi, he tried, went to Belban, near Vrindavan, across Jamuna River. And from thousand and thousand million years, he did the story. Krishna appeared and told, what you want? I want to see Rasa. You can. Why? I will. I want your blessing. Do you want that you should take birth from the womb of any gopi and to be married with any gop? Oh, that I can. Then you should be there here. You are not allowed. So even Sikati. And in Lakshmi form, it is absurd for her to serve Krishna in any way. So if it is absurd for a Brahma, being his son, Brahma is his son coming from his navel. But ye. And Shankar, Harihar Ekatma, both are like one. But even it is impossible for Shankar to serve, and Lakshmi even always in the form of golden
lion,
or always massaging Narayan. Oh, see. So what to tell we all? So there are so many things, stories. That even Brahma, Shankar and Lakshmi cannot serve Krishna. So what to tell others? So very, very durlabh, rare to serve Krishna. But Krishna being Supreme Lord, even controlled by Yashoda Mother. So here is the glory. And hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj was very happy. Gaur Premanande
Hare Hare Ho.
Can you sing? Jaso Mati Nandana, Jaso Mati Nandana, Raja Varna here. Especially Mukunda Sanatan, what name?
Bhumipati,
Puri, especially Puru. Puru, and his company.
All family.
Oh, my heart is blessed. Very excellent. Oh, classes here. And I never thought that so many devotees will assemble here from various parts of Canada, here and there, from New Jersey, from New York, Florida,
New Bernard,
from Houston,
Hawaii,
and other. I never expected.
Brazil, Russia,
from England also. Oh, from Holland also.
France.
Also France. From everywhere.
Vrindavan.
Yeah.
From Vrindavan also.
Badger.
I want to see who came from Vrindavan.
You are from a tricky person.
Very happy. Especially I'm happy that management here for taking prasadam and for abode and everything, they managed so well. So also my thanks to the owner of this place, what name?
Chaitanya Charitamrita
and his wife.
Last in peace. Oh.
So, I went time to time, assembles have like this, meeting, our councils have been like that. Though I am lessening my tour, but yet, if you will call like this, or being assembled here, devotees, I must come. Now, I want that from that group, Mukund Sud.
Pura diksha diya ja, kara pura drama ro prastut
kiya. And diksha.
Hare Bol devotees. So first, before anything, since I have all the simple devotees here, from the bottom of my heart, I want to offer my obeisances and beg your forgiveness for whatever inadequacies that happened while we were here. I take totally on my head that responsibility, and I know, for instance, Shivananda Singh received the transcendental kick of Akanda Guru Tattva Sri Nityananda Prabhu, so I'm willing to take the transcendental kick of Srila Gurudev, then you can have the prasadam, but also many devotees did so much work, even from the time they came here, Tunga Vijayadidi, Vrindadidi, and all Gurudev's party, even arriving and not sleeping, to make all things clean and nice for Srila Gurudev. And then also so many devotees, including Gurudev has already mentioned, Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhu and his good wife, lasting peace, now and now Sangha Lalita Devi. And they're allowing us to come here. Puruji, for he had found this place as an alternative to New Vrindavan when they were not host. And of course, so many devotees, of course, Sanatan Prabhu and all the Washington Sangha, Bhumapati Prabhu and family from New York, Vamsi Vardhan Prabhu, of course. Vamsi is not a very old devotee in this Sangha, but he is our sergeant of arms in Washington to make organization and make everyone strong.
Vamsi Vardhan over there with the camera.
Also, Stai Bhava Prabhu and all our devotees who have come with us. Madhav Prabhu, of course. Madhav Prabhu has been with us since the beginning. All devotees there in Washington. Of course, Paramananda Prabhu. That's a special thing. No, but also, I also want to thank Shamasundar Das and family. Shamasundar Das came. He came to attend the festival here at Harikatha Git Gurudev Sangha. But from the day he arrived, he was the plumber. So, from night to of course, also Ekanath Prabhu and his wife, they were also here for 1 month before serving and doing everything. In the kitchen, Lalita Devi, our head of kitchen mother, Mother Pralada Nandadidi, Vyasapad Prabhu, who was going in every morning trying to help and make cereal and everything, Venu Gopal. Parameshwara Das, where's Parameshwara Das? Every day, he's in the kitchen now. Parameshwara Das. Bhumi Didi, who came in and she made very nice transcendental feast today. Bhumapati, of course, also. But so much special mention to this devotee, Sahadev.
Stand him up.
I think Sahadev, maybe the first time he has been in this building since the festival.
No, he's always in the kirtan. Huh? Every night in kirtan, many hours in
every
kirtan.
Every night in kirtan. And on Nirjali Karasi, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sahadev at 10 o'clock at night drove to New Jersey by Boga. They came back. Sahadev stayed up through the night and cooked it so it would be ready in the morning. Yes. Also, all of the drama play devotees, Radha Priya Didi, Mother Mohan Didi, and all devotees in the drama play, and anyone that I forgot to mention, you also please forgive me.
Any thank for me and my Maharaj, and they are giving so much high class of classes.
Without all the devotees giving Hare Katha, there's no meaning to all these other things. Like Srila Prabhupada said, everything is zero until you put one in front. So the one is here, but we also have plus one, plus one, plus one, Samarani Bidi, plus one. Was a transcendental arranger.
Now you can very soon make arrangement for drama play.
One last thing, Alachua Festival is
February 17th,
so maybe we'll have another 350 devotees.
Yes, at least
500.
Alachua in February. He said at least the 350 devotees in Alachua in February. I said more.
Hare Krishna, attention please. The devotees who attend fire sacrifice, now they can bring their rich and offer to Gurudev. And drama play, be ready for drama play.
That should make places for drama play.
Thank you. Thus ends the class on the 22nd of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, upstate New York. Hare Krishna.